every Independence Day, we celebrate our freedom. This soldier is reminded of the cost of that freedom as he protects the resting place of America's heroes. The story of the Sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknowns is this edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Staff Sergeant Jonathan Breisel's job in the Army requires the highest degree of physical precision.
The second you go through those chains, you're thinking numbers in your head. We train with a metronome, which is just a device that keeps the beat.
Breisel is one of a platoon of 30 soldiers who guards the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
To the onlooker, it looks like we're walking, but it takes 6 months to a year to walk like that.
Only one in four who attempt to become a tomb guard will succeed. When Breisel and his peers are not on duty, they are probably
fixing our uniforms. Uniform takes up a lot of time. So when you're working, you're destroying your whole uniform. When you're off, you have to fix it because you're coming right back to work.
Thousands come here to watch the changing of the guard and honor America's heroes.
It's humbling. It's humbling when you go through those chains and you turn and you're before the unknown heroes and you see this massive crowd. Not only a massive crowd, but you see veterans with tears in their eyes. It's very humbling.
Breisel says he doesn't speak much about his role in the military, not because he isn't honored to perform the role, but because he doesn't want praise directed toward him.
We don't do it for all the onlookers that are watching the ceremony. That ceremony is executed to the highest standards in military precision on account of the heroes that we are out there guarding. They gave their whole lives and their whole identities.
Breisel has been to Iraq and Korea and plans to make the military his career. Traveling the countryside at Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McRae.